Welcome to another deep dive with us.
It's great to be back.
Today we're diving into some excerpts that a listener sent us from a fictional novel.
Very cool.
It follows the life and relationships of a Dutch woman named Elise.
Okay.
And we'll see what kind of insights we can extract from this story as it twists and turns through love and loss.
Mm-hmm.
And some pretty intense family secrets.
I love it. It's always amazing to me how fiction can kind of hold up a mirror to real life, even though we're dealing with fictional characters.
Right.
You know, Elise's experiences,
they
can offer a lens for understanding broader themes of human connection, grief, and even the ripple effects of the past.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah, so the story starts with Elise at a cachet.
Okay.
Waiting for her boyfriend.
Okay.
But before he arrives, she encounters this persistent fella named Herman.
Okay.
Who wants to take the empty seat next to her.
Oh.
And Elise, being pretty decisive, tells him no way she's saving it.
Yeah.
Now, this little detail might seem insignificant.
Right.
But I think it speaks volumes about her character.
Yeah, I think so.
It shows she's loyal, maybe even a tad stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly not easily swayed by some random dude.
Right. I agree.
But, as luck would have it, her boyfriend Dimitri never shows up.
Oh, no.
Instead, he's spotted driving off with another woman.
Ouch.
Yeah.
That's got to sting a little bit.
Yeah, so this is where the story takes this fascinating turn.
Okay.
Elise opens up to Herman, a complete stranger.
Interesting.
About her relationship woes.
Oh, wow.
And her dreams for the future.
Interesting.
It's kind of a vulnerable move.
Yeah.
And it sparks this unexpectedly quick connection between them.
Hmm.
It does make you wonder, though, if maybe this quick rebound into a connection with Herman is a way to avoid the pain of the breakup.
That's a good question.
Or, even more intriguingly, could this pattern of seeking validation from men stem from her relationship with her father, Johan, who we later learn was quite strict and emotionally distant?
That's a brilliant observation.
You think so?
Yeah. We often see these early family dynamics playing out in our adult relationships.
Yeah.
You know, if Johan was controlling and disapproving, it's possible Elise subconsciously seeks affirmation and affection elsewhere.
Right. Like she's trying to fill an emotional void.
Exactly. Right. And Herman, with his persistence and his playful charm, might represent that source of external validation that she's been seeking.
Interesting.
It's a classic example of how our past can subtly shape our present choices.
Totally. So we're starting to see some layers to Elise's character already.
Yeah, for sure.
But then, during this cafe encounter with Herman, a bombshell drops.
Oh.
Elise reveals the tragic story of her aunt and uncle's death.
Okay.
In a car accident in America.
In America.
Yeah. And what's particularly striking is that Elise only learned about this family tragedy years after it happened.
Really?
Yeah. Her family in Holland completely severed ties with the American branch after the accident.
Wow.
Leaving her in the dark about this significant event.
That's crazy.
It's almost like a ghost from the past suddenly appearing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can sense Elise's curiosity peaked.
Yeah.
She wants answers.
Right.
And this desire for truth sets the stage for their American adventure.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
Their American adventure.
So what initially starts as a vacation to visit her cousins quickly transforms into this quest for answers.
Oh, wow.
This dual purpose adds a layer of complexity to their journey.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just sightseeing.
Right.
They're piecing together a fragmented family history.
Yeah.
And grappling with the weight of unresolved grief.
Wow, that's heavy.
Yeah, so they arrive in America.
Okay.
And right away, things start to feel a little off.
Oh.
Especially when they visit the site of the car accident.
Oh.
And Herman, with his background in traffic engineering.
Oh, interesting.
Begins to notice some discrepancies that raised some red flags.
Okay.
So imagine him analyzing the skid marks.
Right.
The position of the vehicles.
Uh-huh.
Any remaining debris.
Yeah.
You might discover inconsistencies in the official accident report.
Oh, that would be something.
Yeah. Or spot evidence that the car's trajectory doesn't match the reported speed or the road conditions.
Right.
So instead of just saying that he finds traces of paint and metal.
Yeah.
We get specific details that point to possible foul play.
Like what?
Like, oh, the paint flecks on the guardrail are from a different make of car.
Oh.
Than the one involved in the accident.
That's suspicious.
Right.
Yeah.
Precisely those details would add depth and intrigue.
For sure.
Turning Herman into a more credible detective figure.
Right.
And as they delve deeper, they uncover evidence that the brake lines on the car were tampered with.
Oh, wow.
Which is a huge turning point.
Yeah.
That shifts their focus from a tragic accident to potential sabotage.
Right, from an accident to
intentional. It's like they've stumbled into a real-life mystery novel.
It really is.
Yeah, and as they interview locals and gather information,
mm-hmm.
their suspicions begin to point toward this shady real estate agent named Kevin Pritchard, who had close ties to Eliza's family.
Interesting.
And what's fascinating here is this ethical dilemma
that
emerges.
Yeah.
They're uncovering a possible crime, but they're also outsiders stepping into a family tragedy.
Right.
Do they have the right to pursue this investigation?
Yeah.
Should they respect the wishes of Eliza's cousins, who might not want to dredge up painful memories?
That's a good question.
That's a heavy question.
Yeah.
And it makes their American adventure much more than a simple quest for truth.
Right.
It's about navigating complex emotions, respecting boundaries, and understanding the ripple effects of actions.
Absolutely.
Even those taken with good intentions.
Right.
We left off with Eliza and Herman in America trying to put together this potential crime and facing these really weighty ethical questions. But while they're uncovering secrets in America, back in Holland, Eliza's personal life is going through some transformations too.
Okay.
Her relationship with her father, Johan, adds another layer of intrigue to the story.
Yeah. The more we learn about Johan, the more his influence on Eliza's choices becomes apparent.
Right. You mentioned earlier that he was really strict and emotionally distant when she was young.
Right.
That kind of upbringing can have a huge impact on a person's attachment style.
Yeah.
Their way of relating to others,
especially
in romantic relationships.
Absolutely.
So are you saying that Eliza's quick rebound with Herman might be a sign of what psychologists call anxious attachment?
It's definitely a possibility.
Okay.
People with anxious attachment, they often jump from one relationship to another, fearing abandonment and seeking that sense of security they might have lacked in their childhood.
And if that's the case, it adds a whole new dimension to her engagement with Herman.
For sure.
It's not just a whirlwind romance.
Right.
It's a reflection of these deeper emotional needs.
Exactly.
That might stem from those early experiences with her dad.
Yeah, and this dynamic becomes even more interesting when Eli starts planning her wedding.
Yeah.
Imagine the mix of emotions she must be feeling.
Right, the excitement about the future, but
maybe
also this subconscious desire for Johan's approval.
Yes.
Like the validation that she's been missing.
Totally. Like she's trying to rewrite the past, prove to herself and maybe even to Johan that she's worthy of love and happiness.
It's like she's trying to break free from those old patterns.
Exactly.
Choose a different path than the one she might have felt stuck with growing up.
Right.
But speaking of the past, remember Eliza's American cousins.
Yeah.
The ones whose parents died in that suspicious car accident.
Yeah. What about them?
Well, while she's back in Holland, navigating all these complex emotions.
Right.
They're facing their own reckoning with the truth.
How so?
So the Pritchard brothers, Kevin and Ralph, they actually travel to Holland.
Really?
To seek forgiveness from Eliza's cousins.
Wow.
They want to confess their roles in the tragedy.
Oh, wow.
Hoping to find some peace and closure.
That must have been an incredibly intense encounter.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Talk about the weight of the past.
Right.
Crashing into the present.
Yeah, can you imagine trying to process all those emotions?
Oh, it would be so much.
So anger, grief, maybe even a sliver of relief at finally having answers.
Yeah, it's a powerful look at the complexities of forgiveness. Mm. You know, do you forgive someone who caused so much pain?
Yeah.
Even if they express remorse?
Right.
How do you move forward knowing that the past can never be truly undone?
Exactly.
These are questions that Eliza's cousins are dealing with.
Right.
And they impact Eliza too.
Yeah, it makes you wonder if she feels any guilt for stepping back from the investigation.
Right.
Like maybe she could have done more to help her cousins find justice.
It's that feeling of responsibility.
Yeah.
The pull towards family.
Right.
Even when you know you've done all you can.
And it highlights this theme of interconnectedness.
Yes.
That runs throughout this story.
Definitely.
Even though Eliza was separated from her American family for years.
Right.
Their fates are still tied together.
Yeah.
And the choices that one part of the family made echo through generations.
It's like we're not isolated individuals.
Yeah.
We're part of this larger web of relationships, and our actions have consequences that extend far beyond ourselves.
Speaking of interconnectedness, let's bring it back to Eliza and Herman.
Okay.
As they try to figure out how to build a life together, they're grappling with that age-old question.
What's that?
Where should we live?
Oh, right.
And remember, there was that interesting idea of them creating this multi-generational living situation.
Yeah.
with Johann and his new partner, Cornelia.
Like a modern-day commune.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah, it could have been this wonderful opportunity for healing old wounds,
mm-hmm.
building new bonds, creating this really supportive network.
It sounds lovely.
But as we know, real life is rarely that simple.
Right.
And it turns out that both couples decide they need their own space.
Okay.
They value their independence.
Yeah.
And they want to have their own separate households.
Makes sense.
Which is totally understandable.
Yeah.
You don't want to force a closeness that doesn't feel genuine.
Of course not.
And sometimes a little healthy distance can actually strengthen relationships.
I agree.
But their housing troubles don't end there.
Oh.
As they're searching for options, a stroke of serendipity happens.
What happened?
Remember the young woman that Eliza works with?
Miriam.
Yes, Miriam.
Yeah.
She and her partner were looking to buy a house.
Right.
Well, guess what? She wants to buy Herman's house.
Really?
Talk about a perfect alignment.
Wow. What are the chances?
I know, right?
So Herman can sell his house quickly
mm-hmm.
and without any hassle.
Exactly.
And Miriam gets her dream home.
It's a reminder that sometimes the universe has a way of working things out.
Yeah.
And with the housing issue sorted, Eliza and Herman can focus on finding their own place.
Sounds good.
But just when you think they've got everything figured out, life throws them a curveball.
What now?
Elias finds a lump in her breast.
Oh, no, that's scary.
Right, especially with the wedding just around the corner.
Yeah.
It makes you realize how quickly life can shift from excitement and anticipation to fear and uncertainty.
Absolutely, and it really tests their relationship.
Yeah, this is where we see Herman's true character shine through.
How so?
He's there for her, offering support and love as she goes through the medical tests.
It's in those moments of vulnerability that the strength of a relationship is truly tested.
Yeah, and it seems like Herman passes with flying colors.
He does.
He's just this steady presence, a shoulder to cry on,
mm-hmm.
this unwavering source of comfort.
And as Eliza waits the results,
yeah,
we see her wrestling with the possibility of a future.
Right.
That might look very different than the one she imagined.
It's a stark reminder that even with all of our plans,
right,
life has a way of reminding us that we're not really in control.
And sometimes those unexpected twists and turns mm-hmm. can lead us to a deeper understanding yeah. of ourselves.
Right.
And what really matters.
So as we head into the final part of Liza's story, the big questions are still there.
Yeah, what's going to happen?
Will her test results be okay?
Right.
Will the wedding happen as planned?
Mm-hmm.
And how will this brush with her own mortality
yeah.
impact her outlook on life and love?
And questions.
When we left off, Eliza was facing a potential health crisis.
Right, a real cliffhanger.
It really makes you hold your breath and just hope for the best.
It really shows the author's skill
yeah.
to be able to combine those happy moments with that stark reality
right.
of just how fragile we are.
Yeah, it really makes you think about how do you cherish each moment
yeah.
when you don't know what the future holds.
Right.
And for Eliza, I imagine those weeks waiting for her test results.
Oh, yeah.
Must have felt like forever.
Absolutely.
But finally the news comes and it's good news.
Oh, thank goodness.
The lump is benign.
What a relief.
Right. I bet everyone who's been following her story is just breathing a huge sigh of relief.
Yeah. It's a reminder that sometimes, even when things seem dark,
mm-hmm.
there's light at the end of the tunnel.
It really is.
And even when you're bracing for the worst,
yeah.
life can surprise you.
Yeah, it makes you rethink your priorities.
It does.
All those little things you worry about
yeah.
just seem to fade away.
Right.
When you come face to face with something like that.
It's like a reset. You get rid of all the unnecessary stuff.
Right. And for Eliza, it seems like this experience just makes her more determined
yeah.
to live a life that's full of meaning and connection.
Absolutely.
So with the health scare behind her, the wedding planning picks back up again.
Okay.
And it turns out to be this beautiful celebration.
I'm so glad.
It's a testament to the power of love and the importance of family.
I was really moved by Eliza's American cousins being there.
Oh, yeah, me too.
The fact that they traveled all the way to Walland
right.
really shows how strong their family bond is.
It really does. Even though they were separated for so long,
mm-hmm.
they chose to be there for each other.
And it looks like Johann has changed too.
Yeah, it seems like he's softened a bit.
He found love and happiness with Cornelia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like he's finally let go of needing to control Eliza's life.
Yeah, maybe he's finally realized that true love isn't about controlling someone.
Yeah, yeah.
But about accepting them and supporting them.
It really is heartwarming to see him change.
It really is.
It gives you hope.
Yeah. It just shows that people can change and grow, no matter how old they are.
And isn't that a wonderful thought?
Yeah, it really is.
That it's never too late to change your story, make new connections, and embrace who you truly are.
Absolutely. And as the story wraps up, we see Eliza and Herman starting their new life together.
Oh, that's nice.
They've gone through so much.
They have.
They've faced their fears and come out stronger.
Yeah, it's an ending that feels right.
It does.
Not like a fairy tale,
but
a real look at how messy and beautiful relationships can be.
And that's what makes it so easy to relate to.
Yeah.
It reminds us that it's okay to not be perfect.
It is.
That love and family are complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And that even when things are tush,
there's
always hope for healing and happiness.
So as we finish up this deep dive, what stands out to you the most about Eliza's story?
Yeah, what resonated with you?
Was it her bravery in facing her past or how she dealt with her family?
Right. Or her strength in the face of hardship.
Or maybe it's just that reminder that we can all learn and grow and create a life that feels real and meaningful.
However you see it, we hope that exploring this story with us gave you some new insights.
And maybe even inspired you.
To reflect on your own path.
Thanks for joining us on that deep dive.
We'll see you next time.